Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind.
Eugene Kaspersky, who's the CEO of Kaspersky, the company that does, well, lots of antivirus and a lot of other companies use their engine or, you know, elements of their engine or whatever. They're well known in the security industry. And actually, what they've come up with after apparently 14 years of research and development is a what they call Kaspersky OS, which is supposedly an operating system that's built to be secure from the ground up. And you know, why is this better than, well, you know, I don't know, using Linux, which is what seems to be, you know, what a lot of the Internet of Things devices actually use. And you know, we could argue that it's a much more secure operating system. There's all kinds of arguments to be made for it, but I suspect that it really doesn't, not really not going to change much, because people know how to develop for Linux. And yeah, there's probably more you have to do to Linux to make it more secure. But, you know, I also look at, so there's, you know, there's the whole, like, convincing people to use this operating system, you know, whereas Linux is free. And, you know, and if people really cared about security, they would do a bunch of stuff. I mean, not to say that you can harden a Linux operating system so that it only does the stuff that you care about and minimizes the risks of some of the things. But this is not the case in, you know, this is not the case for a lot of organizations, right? Especially given the facepalm nature of some of these things. I don't know that a more secure operating system would solve the default password problem, for instance, or any number of other things that are just like dumb decisions that organizations make. You know, in getting people to develop for a new operating system is never a fantastic task. So there's always, you know, so it's, you know, again, there's things you can do if you really cared about security that would at least reduce your footprint, for sure. So while I, you know, applaud Kaspersky for coming up with, you know, something that's potentially more secure, I don't know how many people or how many organizations or other device makers are going to leverage it. I just don't see what the, you know, I just don't see them doing it. And, you know, maybe I'm pessimistic and you know, maybe they can do a good sales job for it. But what's the business model? It's another, you know, another question you want to ask this stuff. So it's, you know, and, you know, is it really all that secure? Who knows? I mean, and maybe Kaspersky has come up with secure code, but you know, other people have to play with it really to see where the holes lie, and maybe there is some hole that they don't know about yet. And you know, they did do some stuff to minimize the risk of potentially other code running on the box and so on. So calling me skeptical of, you know, of this thing being as secure as they say it is, because of course, you know, maybe it does eliminate classes of attacks, but there's new attacks coming, you know, that they didn't account for in their design. And you know, yeah, it's just the way it goes. So so yeah, good luck with it, Kaspersky. I don't know that anybody's going to use you know, the operating system, and even then you know, this, you know, again, the security might be okay, but you know, there's just stuff we don't know about, and until more eyeballs look at it, it's hard to really pass judgment. But just based on what I see in the industry, I kind of see it as a non-starter.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.